To say Democratic State Senator Tom Courtney of Burlington is frustrated over the delay in opening the new prison might be an understatement.
I was here, I spoke at the grand opening of this prison a year and a half ago. In this prison, it's still empty. A year and a half ago, you were there. What's going on?
State Representative Bobby Kaufman is trying to determine exactly what is going on. The Wilton Republican heads the House Government Oversight Committee, which has been charged with looking into the delay. Kaufman says three basic questions must be answered.
A, why isn't it open? And B, what's it going to take to get it open? And C, what's the reason that it took so much longer than we initially anticipated?
The first two questions were discussed openly during Friday's tour. Deputy Warden Mark Roberts says the initial delay resulted from problems with the geothermal heating and cooling system. He says that has been resolved, but now there is an issue with the ventilation system in case of a fire.
Problem is the design of the building did not allow enough fresh air intake.
Robert says once the ventilation system is addressed, he could have inmates in the new facility within 60 days. But he could not say why the problems occurred in the first place. The state is considering legal action against some of the companies involved in the project, which could hamper the ability of Representative Kaufman's committee to get answers. He expects more hearings on the topic in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, for the foreseeable future, it appears the state will continue maintaining two maximum security prisons in Fort Madison, one filled with prisoners, the other still empty. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.